USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After Presidents Biden and Putin talked about the escalating tensions near the eastern border of Ukraine, Biden reiterated a show of force to protect the Ukraine from Russian forces is not on the table. The
United States is going to unilaterally use force to confront Russia invading Ukraine is not in the cards right now.
Lindsey Graham on Fox News responds.
The reason that these troops are on the border is they're testing Biden. I think after Afghanistan, he put in motion bad guys trying to test him at every turn.
Leaders have announced Australia, the United Kingdom, and Canada will join the United States in a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics. The arsonist who allegedly torched the Fox News Christmas tree was freed after his arraignment Wednesday night because his charges were not eligible for bail under a new liberal reform law in New York City. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
One of the peaceful protesters on January 6 was put into solitary confinement by the U.S. government for nearly 1 year.
Jacob Chansley has been in solitary confinement for almost 11 months, and he was recently sentenced to 41 months in prison for his peaceful involvement in the January 6 protest. Jacob did not cause any violence. He listened to officers, and he was let into the building by Capitol Hill police.
The moment that people really understand what it is that I'm saying is not just a quote-unquote conspiracy theory, but that these things are true, then people will end up pulling the thread on the sweater and the ugly underbelly of the bureaucratic establishment in D.C. and abroad will be revealed.
Video from inside of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th shows Jake complying with police and urging others to be peaceful. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The idea the United States is going to unilaterally use force to confront Russia invading Ukraine is not in the cards right now.
As America is relying on the White House for details from the President's Biden and Putin video call Wednesday, the conversation was blacked out from the media, and the White House is not releasing a transcript of the conversation. What we do know is that some lawmakers are afraid Biden is weak and Putin is testing American resolve.
It's empty rhetoric. It's just words. Why did he, the first month he was in office, he oil stream pipeline. Why did he, all the things he's doing to not have this country safe? Is taking place right before. I'd like to see what sanctions he's talking about. Putin gave him 17 areas not to invade our cybersecurity attacks. He's asking a communist dictator. So, time will tell, but it judging from his past, I don't think we'll see anything from it. And that's why they're doing it. Why didn't they do it under Donald Trump? Because they knew Donald Trump would take action and his words meant something. But I don't think this president has the capacity or the stick-to-itiveness to do anything because look at his record.
Republican representative from South Carolina, Ralph Norman on Newsmax. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.